This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford in studio for the first time in several months with Bridget Ayer.
Hey, yeah,
and
Kent.
Things have changed. But Faith in Action goes on, and today we're going to get an update from the folks at Fatima Retreat House and how they've handled the shutdown and their reopening and all the programs that are coming up.
That's absolutely right. And, as things, since the shutdown, we are talking about getting some things reopened, and we're going to be talking about some of the opportunities locally here in the Indianapolis metro area. And our guest today is from Fatima Retreat House, Our Lady of Fatima. It's one of the great destinations here in the local metro area to get a retreat and get a little bit of a respite. And our guest today is Haley Mawson. She is the director, or the program and marketing manager there at Fatima. So welcome to Faith in Action, Haley.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's a joy to be here, not in studio, but joining over the phone. So it's just wonderful that things are opening up and that we're able to start planning for things after months of canceling and rescheduling. So it's great to be here to talk about everything we have going on.
So one thing that Jim and I have been doing with all of our Faith in Action guests is actually asking a little bit about maybe like when you shut down, what all you had to cancel, and how you're moving forward now in the the reopening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we took directives from the Archdiocese and canceled everything through Easter and beyond, and I think that was about mid-March, and just in the past few weeks, in the middle of June, we started kind of looking at offering programs at limited capacities, and we actually started doing a carry-out service, so we were offering heat-and-eat meals that people could order and then pick up with sort of a parking lot carry-out delivery, so you'd call and then we'd bring out your food. So that was just one way that we could provide our kind of hospitality and retreat services in a way when people couldn't actually come to our physical building. And so, yeah, we just started kind of putting out programs with limited capacity, and we've been monitoring all the ongoing health concerns from, day-to-day things change, and we've added so many new procedures and policies in to protect everyone, our staff, and anyone who walks in our doors. And a lot of these directives have come from the CDC, local authorities, the Archdiocese. But we do want people to know that we are open and are heavily monitoring the situation. And just to ensure social distancing, we are limiting our program participants to 30 guests due to our space in our conference room. And another thing we've been utilizing is giving everyone their own restroom, so that while you're here, whether it's for a day program, an evening program, you'll have a private bathroom. So we're using our guest rooms as a way to kind of provide that for people, so that we're not having our public restrooms in our lobby or in our lower level. So that's kind of a nice new perk that we're adding in. So we are open, and we're offering a few programs at limited capacity, and we'd love to have you, especially after the shutdown, where everyone just kind of feels like they're searching and they're lost and they're in need of that spiritual renewal.
You have a beautiful grounds there. Talk a little bit. Can you describe a little bit about the grounds there at Our Lady of Fatima, maybe where you're located? I know people from the Indianapolis metro area are familiar with it, but, we have people that aren't Catholic that maybe have never even heard of Our Lady of Fatima. So tell us a little bit about the grounds and the facilities that you do have there.
Sure. So I think the thing I always just think about when I go to Fatima is right when you pull up, there's a canopy of trees that cover our drive. And I feel like most of the time you pull into the driveway and it's like, wow, like I can breathe. I don't feel like I'm in the city anymore. It's just complete sense of peace from the moment you pull in the drive. And we're located on 13 acres of wooded trails, and our grounds have all kinds of little prayer spots of shrines, and we have a prayer labyrinth, benches throughout, and picnic tables. So we just have a lot to offer both inside and outside. And our trails that have the Stations of the Cross is a new addition to our grounds. And we have in our main level conference room a complete window, or a complete wall of windows that overlook all the trees and the main hill that just goes down to the driveway. And it's such a peaceful and just serene setting, I feel like, for anyone, whether you're not Catholic and you're renting our space for a program, whether it's a business that's having a luncheon, or just another group that's renting our space. I think now and the fall are such good times to be in the conference room, just because you have all the trees that surround. So
it is really beautiful, a peaceful area. So if you haven't been out there, you definitely want to do that. Now tell us where you are located for those who may not know.
Yeah, so we are on East 56th Street, just east of Cathedral High School.
Yep. We're talking with Haley Mossam. She is the program and marketing manager at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House in the Indianapolis metro area. Now, there's something, I want to get into some of the programs that you do have, but there's something called a private retreat. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've noticed an influx of people who are seeking out these private retreats just due to the nature of all the ongoing health concerns and social distancing. So a private retreat is a very good social distancing activity. So the way it works is we have kind of working with our schedule based on who's in the house. You can kind of make an a la carte retreat. So you can say, yes, I'd like meals on certain days if it works with our kitchen staff and what we already have going on. And you're given access to a room on our facility called the Lerman Cafe, which is a new addition that we've had over the past few years, which is just a small room that we have with a fridge and a microwave that really helps our private retreatants who maybe want to provide their own food or if it's not available during a retreat. And the private retreat is really just a time for you to get away and make it what you want to do. You know, you're welcome to use the grounds in our facility while you're here. So, and we've encouraged a lot of other people who've contacted us, maybe they don't want to make a private retreat, but they just want to get away. They feel like they need to go take a walk in the woods or just find a peaceful place to sit and read outside without the concern of, you know, we're in a busy park and there's going to be a ton of other people there. So that's also something we've been making available for our guests and people who just want to come out and enjoy our grounds.
So when you do a private retreat, can it be can you just come there for the day, or can you do like an overnight, or can it be either or, just kind of whatever you want? Tell us about that.
Absolutely, yeah. So it would kind of just depend what you're looking for and what we have available as far as overnight accommodations and meals and what other groups are in the house. I know right now we're not as busy where that would be as much of a scheduling conflict, but yeah, it's really based on what you're looking for and what we can offer. So it would be, you know, if you'd want to schedule a private retreat,
yeah,
you'd call our number at 317-545-7681, and then it would just be a conversation on what we can offer and what you're looking for.
Now, you also have something that's called Monthly Days of Silence. What are those? I'm looking at Kent. Kent, yeah. Like thinking, I don't think I want to do that. You know, we're both
right.
Talkers, right, Kent?
Well,
that's not really conducive to radio.
Yeah, that's true. Well, so the Monthly Days of Silence, those are actually specific events, and are they directed, or just talk about what those are, the Monthly Days of Silence?
Yeah, so we started doing our Days of Silence as a way to take time away from the noise and the distractions of the world. So what it is a self-directed silent retreat, and we offer daily mass during our Days of Silence. So we invite guests to make that a part of their retreat, and we often have the Sacrament of Reconciliation available as well, along with the meals. So we have a continental breakfast that day and a lunch, and so those are really the only things on the schedule for a day of silence, but the rest of the day, people can make it what they want. I know some people say, oh, I'd love to have a desk in my room because I like to draw, or I'm writing a novel and I'd really like to work on it on your ground. So I think people seek out these days for all kinds of different reasons, and we're just really glad to be able to offer it. And it's already kind of set up to be social distance approved because we give everyone their own dining room table with one seat and kind of a candle in the middle to set a serene setting, and so that you're not all sitting at a table in silence together. You kind of got your own space. So it works very well for these times.
And these are regular once a month. So it looks like the one's coming up August 18th, and then it's what is it usually like the third? Or wait, I guess I'm looking for a pattern here on the dates. But the best way to see them is probably to go to the website, and then you can see the days that. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and give us your website.
Yeah, so our website is archindy.org/Fatima, and all of our program updates, that's the best place to go, would be archindy.org/Fatima. So yeah, we have our August 18th, and then the next one would be September 22nd. So we offer these days of silence, and often people will add in kind of a private retreat onto their days of silence. So sometimes people like to come the day before so they don't have to rush through traffic to get there in the morning, or they'll add an overnight after so they can kind of continue their silent retreat. So we also offer an extended silent retreat, and that's coming up as our silent directed retreat.
And talk about that. Well, it starts Friday, July 24th through July 31st. So depending on when you're hearing this, if you're hearing this, it starts the evening of Friday, July 24th. So if you're hearing this the morning of Friday or earlier in the week, you can get in on this and even up to the day of. Talk about that. And that's okay. Different.
Yeah, so that program is a little bit different. Like I said about the Days of Silence, those are self-directed silent retreats, whereas the silent directed retreat, you're meeting daily with a spiritual director, and the program starts in the evening on July 24th, but it's a 3 to 8 day retreat, so you can stay for 3, 4, 5, even up to the full 8 days, depending on how long you want to get away. You know, some people just want to come for the weekend, and so that's why we offer the 3 day option. But if you really want to kind of enter into that silence and be guided through spiritual direction and enter into the prayer that we offer during that time of silence and daily mass and all the opportunities to get out on the grounds in the summertime, it's a really good option. And I always tell people that it's a great introduction to spiritual direction, as I know so many people are seeking spiritual directors, and I feel like this retreat is a good introduction to what it is, and you can become acquainted with the spiritual director through it.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the primary purpose of it is to foster an atmosphere in which retreatants may be led into a deeper relationship with God through their silent personal prayer and discernment and spiritual direction. So our hope is that you can grow in awareness of how the Holy Spirit is working in your life through all of these experiences and through your conversations with your spiritual director.
Well, it sounds like a really cool opportunity. We're up against a break. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Haley Mawson about Our Lady of Fatima. And we'll talk about retreats that you actually can talk at, too. So we're going to get to those when we come back. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a voice for the church that's seldom heard in our chaotic world. We're confirmation for the strong of faith and encouragement and answers for those in doubt. We're there to rejoice with your triumphs and to be a voice of consolation through the dark times. We're a voice for vocations and proudly pro-life. We are Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Eyre. Kent Blanford is in the studio with me, and we're talking with our guest, Haley Mossam, over the phone. She's the Program and Marketing Manager at Our Lady of the Fatima, Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House here in the Indianapolis metro area. We were talking before the break about silent retreats, private retreats, spiritual direction, and I want to delve in a little bit to spiritual direction, what exactly that is and how it works and how you match somebody up with a spiritual director. Talk about that, Haley.
Yeah, so during our silent directed retreat, which we just mentioned, was Friday, July 24th through July 31st, and that's a 3 to 8 day silent retreat with spiritual direction every day of your retreat. And so we just wanted to kind of explain how that process works for us and the purpose of the spiritual direction embedded into this retreat experience. So when you register for this program, you'll be given an intake form that sort of goes through your spiritual journey and just has some personal questions that then we work with a spiritual director who will discern which of our three spiritual directors that we have for this program would be a good fit for you while you're on retreat. And so the hope is that during your retreat, you're brought closer to God and that the discernment and the silent prayer and spiritual direction where you can reflect on your own experiences and then your spiritual director could give some useful prayer materials or suggestions for you to work through while you're on retreat.
And it's really nice to have that. I mean, it's not counseling, but it really is helping you to hear God better. And it's a wonderful, I've been in spiritual direction for many, many years with various priests over my lifetime. And it's just really great to be able to talk to somebody about those things, someone that's older, that's kind of has a lot more well-read, you know, in all the spiritual works and can really kind of pinpoint and help you hear God and where he's leading you to do and what to do next in terms of your spiritual life. So I highly recommend that. Now you mentioned before we stopped down at the break here just a bit ago and we chatted a little bit about some of the things that got canceled that are coming back, and that's the Tobit retreat. What's that, and tell us about what's going on with that.
Yeah, so due to coronavirus and all the closures, a lot of things have been canceled and closed, and one of those that we saw was hit really heavily were engaged couples that were preparing for marriage, and their weddings were, you know, they were unable to have their wedding during the past few months because of all the closures. And so we actually added in a new Tobit marriage preparation retreat weekend. And so that will be the weekend of August 7th through 9th. And this is especially for engaged couples that needed to adjust their wedding date. And they're still, if they're still looking for a marriage prep retreat before they enter into the sacrament of marriage. So we offered one over Zoom, I think in May, and so that was a good option for people who were still having a really small wedding and they wanted to continue, but we realized that the in-person retreat experience is the best for everyone involved. And so we are offering that at limited capacity so that we can abide by social distancing for our weekend.
So that is August 7th through 9th, you said?
Yes, and that's the new weekend that's been added in. And we also have a September date, so that is September 18th through 20th. So that's another Tobit Marriage Prep Retreat weekend that's coming up at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House.
So how soon do you need to register? Like, what's the... I mean, we had talked before about there isn't technically a registration deadline. You try to slot people in even if they come in like really soon to the actual starting date. What do you recommend for people listening that might be wanting to attend engagement retreat in terms of time frame?
Yeah, so for our Tobit weekends, we have a form that we do send out the week of the retreat just to get a little bit more information about all the couples that are attending. So I would say the latest you'd want to register for a Tobit weekend would be probably 2 weeks before the start date of the retreat.
Okay, so the next one coming up is August 7th through 9th, and then there's one in September as well.
Correct. Yeah. So those will be offered.
Now, I want to talk, we're trying to cover quite a bit of the things that are happening this fall. And let's see, what do we have? We have something else coming up. There's an evening reflection. Not only are there things that happen during the day or on the weekend, but you have an evening reflection opportunity. I think there's one coming up with Father Jim Farrell. Talk about that.
So we have an annual August day of prayer, day of reflection, and we often will condense that day program into an evening program just to make it available for people who are working during the day and wouldn't be able to take off to attend one of our programs. So we have on August 19th our evening of reflection with Father Jim Farrell, and the title of that program is What I Learned from the Saints. And so he just really wanted to discuss how each saint is a unique reflection of God's image, and we can look at what that teaches us about the spiritual life. And I think it's just so fitting that he wanted to do a program on the saints because there's just so many things to learn from them, and times are so uncertain. So I think they're really great examples on how to navigate through difficult situations as we're all trying to figure things out as we go along right now. So that'll be the condensed evening program on August 19th. And then there'll be a full day of reflection with Father Jim on the same topic, and that'll be Monday, August 24th. So you can catch either of those programs in a condensed or full version.
Now, I want to move on to a couple other. You have actually specific retreats, too. And I know that we've had some of the survivors of suicide loss in the studio here talking about that retreat. And I'm thinking that was something that got canceled? Because I know there were several retreats, I think, or several programs that were involved with survivors of suicide loss. Talk about, I know there's a reflection day or a retreat for survivors of suicide loss. Talk about that.
Yeah, so our You Are Not Alone program was originally scheduled for, we had a series of three evening programs leading up to a retreat that was in July. So we had one of the evening sessions per month starting in May, June, and July, like leading up to the program. And so we since have moved all those programs to Zoom. So if you were able to join us for that, we do have video available for if anyone who's listening that is a survivor of suicide loss. Please contact us, and we are able to send those videos to you if you missed them and would really benefit from tuning in to our Zoom and watching those recordings. But we are offering a retreat experience for survivors of suicide loss, and that is rescheduled to September 26th and September 27th. So it's a Saturday and a Sunday, and there's an optional overnight included in that. So if you feel more comfortable going home after this retreat, you can do so, or you can stay at in our facility and then join again for the next day. And so this retreat is a weekend of hope and healing for survivors of suicide loss, and it's led by Christine Turrell Shields, who is a certified therapist, and we have Father Jim Farrell, Sister Connie Kramer, and suicide loss survivors panel, including Judy Proctor and Lisa Thibault. And this weekend is providing a forum for faith believers and Catholics in particular to come together and grieve and share their experiences and learn how God has helped them on their journey after such a tragedy of suicide loss. So this program we feel is so important and so needed that we didn't want to cancel due to ongoing health concern, but we felt pushing it back to September would allow a little more time to plan and see what we would need to do in preparation for this program.
And not only that, but then for those who wanted to watch those Zoom videos just as a preparation and as a way to kind of start the process of, you know, the healing process, that could be helpful as well. We have just a couple minutes left, and I want to mention that there is in October a retreat for widows as well. Just talk briefly about that, and then I want to move on to the film series that's in November.
Yeah, so in addition to our You Are Not Alone, which is a kind of grief ministry of Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House, we have an annual Peace in the Morning retreat, and it'll be the fourth year that we've held it. This retreat is a Christ-focused widow's retreat led by Sister Connie Kramer and Father Jim Farrell. So this retreat has been planned, and kind of the widows that have attended in past years have helped provide the content and things that were helpful for them in their journeys for the next retreat. So it's just a time to come together and grieve and to work through your story and what has been helpful for other people in the past. So that is Peace in the Morning, which is held on October 16th through 18th. So that's a full weekend retreat that we're offering.
We're giving people a lot of things that they can put on their calendar at Fatima. Absolutely. But the message is Fatima is open. And there's one last thing. We got about 2 minutes left. Tell us quickly about, there's a film series that happens in November, and this is something you guys have been doing, I don't know how many years, but I know you've done it for the last maybe, and now you did it last year. So tell us a little bit about the film series and what that's about.
Yeah, so we originally had our film series in Lent, and some of the dates actually got canceled, so we rescheduled to November. So we have Sunday evenings. Our film series is starting on November 1st, and then we have November 15th and 22nd. So we have a movie that we'll watch together, a light supper that we'll have before our movie starts, and then you can take a break after the movie, but we'll join back and then have a brief discussion about the themes in the film. And so when we say the film is led by a certain person, it just means they're leading the conversation about the movie. So right now we have, on the first date of November 1st, is Father Keith Hosey leading the film Mary Magdalene, which is a recent adaptation on her story. I think it might be from 2018. And so it was originally for Lent, so that story will fit in any time frame, but that is what we have planned so far. And then we're working on putting together that lineup, but we're having Teresa Vanetta come in for the November 22nd date. And so we're still working on which films we're going to have in this lineup. So the best place to get all the details would be our website as we update our program offerings. And that is archindy.org/Fatima.
All right. Well, Haley Mawson, thank you so much for being our guest today. We are out of time, and we'll see you out there at Fatima, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.